Well, another brisk and cold day today, partly sunny with highs around 40. That's about what it was yesterday. And then the partly cloudy tonight will be in the 30s. Now, for Wednesday, we have a front that's going to produce clouds and some rain and or wet snow showers in the afternoon. Big excitement, huh? Low 40s. And then Thursday and Friday, fair about 50. The weekend, cloudy and mild. Showers will come in sometime Saturday afternoon. They'll leave early Sunday, and things may actually clear out later Sunday in the 50s. Okay, I don't get this at all. My sister works in a middle school, and in the past few weeks, she's been telling me that the supers, couple of teachers, and some students have tested positive for COVID, but the school remains open. I told her, I said, well, just don't go in. She said, no, I have to because I could lose my job. So call someone and report this since the school itself is not doing anything. She has no idea who to call. How about we start with the Board of Health or the county office? Problem here, is this the only school or are there others operating the same way? If so, I don't see this to be any way of keeping the virus from spreading. Now, I was under the impression that if someone in a school tested positive, the school would have to be closed, sanitized before reopening. Now, perhaps they feel that they can sanitize without closing. Maybe. Doubt it. Since each week, there are several cases popping up. Like I said, I don't get it. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.